And if it would please the commission to put restrictions on that zoning and say, look, you told me it's going to be two houses here, two houses there. I'm totally open to that.
I did hear you say that. That's the reason I asked Scott that. I had understood that that could not be done, but am I wrong on that?
We'd have to postpone and get some legal advice on that. Wasn't any part of our zoning hearings. I'm not aware of a condition like that. That's something we'd have to check out.
I've just been told in the past that that couldn't be, but maybe it can be changed. I don't know.
Yeah, that I don't know.
But that brings another question is, were you aware when we had the zoning all around the county, the zoning, the maps were presented to show everyone what it was going to be and the different areas. And this one, this area was very well attended, was it not, Scott? Is that the one over at Oakmont?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Uh-huh. Was you aware of that meeting?
I was not.
Not?
Do you maintain and handle everything, or do you hire another company to do all that for you?
A little bit of both. I have a company that does the cleaning and the towels and stuff, and then I come down once a month for paint and fixing it up and kind of thing. And also, it's an excuse for us to get down there. For what it's worth, I've already sunk the money in and dumpster after dumpster and removed all the stuff. So, I mean, we're trying to be the best neighbor we can here. I'm positive these four houses will not make a negative impact. Again, we have not got a complaint. I think you brought up a good point, sir, that if would he know if the sheriff was called? I can tell you from my property manager that, I mean, in the neighbor. So that's, we talk to the neighbors. The people that live right here, I mean, I talk to them all the time.
I live right
here. So if anyone can, they're the only ones that I feel like can really hear. The people in the back patio, their house is right there. And I remind people, look, it's all wood, but there is someone living right there. And, we have a great relationship. And they, if something happens, they'll tell me.
But I have not got any complaints. And this is eye-opening for me, the road stuff. I feel negligent. That, I do go walk on that road because I do feel it's safe. But I see your point that, and maybe that's not setting a good precedent, and I don't want, others to do the same thing. But I guess the irony is, and when I had talked to some of the neighbors who had objections, they said, well, I do know there's gunfire up there because every once in a while we'll drive up here and we'll park and walk the road, right? So there's this, it's kind of this dichotomy where everyone's like, well, me as a neighbor, I can go walk that road, but it's just kind of the fear of the unknown, right? Like, so a lot of people, they're complaining about stuff, maybe that was actually me. Right, and I haven't done a good job communicating with the neighbors. So through this process, it opens some doors there.
You guys want to look at these individually, I'm assuming? Sheila, did you hear me?
Pardon?
So we need to look at these individually.
Scott, on the one, I'm sorry, keep asking this, on the one that where we have the two nightly rentals, conditional use right now.
Uh-huh.
What is the max if that was change to a is it NR3?
In R1.
In R1. Single-family residential nightly rental.
7.7 acres, so it'd be three.
Three
total. He has two conditional use permits.
Okay. So he's got two, and three would be the max that anyone, if we changed it to the NR1.
Mm-hmm. Unless we looked at this part, I mean, we consider someone's
acreage.
You'd add this one, which I said was 2.2.
But there's no permits on that one. That's not...
No, I meant...
And it's not coming through the NR, it's just this one.
But
so it would stay A1.
I think what Sheila's getting at is if you combine those two parcels, they could probably get five there.
If you combine the one on each side of the road?
No. The one that he's calling a buffer and the one where the existing...
Oh.
That'd give 2.2 plus 7.77, so 7.8. You could probably get five there, at least four. The one above is where they could get, did you say six or seven?
Six.
But respectfully, I cannot, right? I mean, I would have to come and do all this all over.
Yeah, this one's not.
I cannot do that.
This one's not being rezoned.
Right. I cannot.
But
I hear, yeah.
I think that's what Ms. White's
asking. Oh, my apologies.
Yeah, that's what she's asking. His intent stated is two and two. But if it were to sell or anything else, I think that's what you're asking, then no, they would not have to go through the process and they could do whatever they wanted.
Well, I believe your question was, do we want to look at them individually or all as one?
I think it would be good to look at them individually as presented.
So that's why I was looking at the one where he has the two approved nightly rental right now.
Correct.
These conditional use. So if that changed to NR1 to where that he could, so the, if he, even though if he agreed in public for it to remain at two, the max he could put there would be three, right?
Correct. Yes.
So if he sold it to someone else, the max that could be there would be three.
Yes.
Is that the 200 and 250 side of the road one?
The first one is 165 side of the road, which is the north parcel, and that is RZ21007.
That's a 12 acre. Yeah.
And then the order number 27, the 03 one is the south property.
Correct. And that's the 200 and 250 Siler Road. That's the addresses.
Sheila, do you have any other questions? Or Mike, do you?
I don't.
Move to approve the order of the Taney County Commission, order number 09-27-2021-03.
That's on the south side. This one has a two conditional already.
Correct.
What would the order number you're in?
I said 03.
Well, your orders are RZ21007 and RZ...
No. Whenever we prepare the order.
Oh, okay.
For the actual hearing.
Oh, you change them around. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Keep me in mind. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That was for the 200 and 250.
200 and 250, okay.
For the existing conditional use permit. Still waiting on two.
Two, okay.
Sheila, you were any other questions on the other two, on the other one?
No.
Do you have any thoughts?
Scott, please repeat again on the other parcel what the max would be.
The 165 Siler Road? The north parcel?
Yes. 2419005.
Six single family homes, 12.83 acres divided by two. The maximum you could get would be six.
As if you were to put in a sewer treatment, something or other, how many could you get in then? Does it increase? Is that an
8,000 square foot per.
So you put quite a few in. If
so, 12.
I have a concern there.
83 times.
Do you want that
right. 69 single family residents.
Like I said, I'd have a concern there.
Because of the square footage times the acres divided by 8,000.
And I realize it's close to coming out there, but once again, you've got Jones Road. Mm-hmm.
And your sewer plant's going to take out some. That's just the magic maximum number. I doubt that you could achieve that, but it's going to be in that area.
Have any other thoughts or comments?
I don't.
I'd rather see him go to conditional use on that, and it, I'd have concern rezoning it to the.
Do you want to make the motion stating such, or do you want me to?
I'm looking for the.
You just deny the order.